I'm talking with Tammy McCoy from the Arts Center in the Capitol Theater, and we're looking at things that are going on in June, and June starts busting out all over. You've got you've got an opportunity to get involved at the Arts Center of Burlington and the volunteer team on Tuesday, June 1st. What's going on?
Well, we are always looking for volunteers who want to, if you love art and you love meeting new people and you want to be a part of helping build a thriving cultural community in Burlington, we would love to have you join us. We meet the first Tuesday of every month at 5:30 at the Art Center. A great group of people, and we have a lot of fun, and there's just opportunities that you can sign up for that help us out a little bit.
All right.
Including Snake Alley Art Fair and a few kids' classes and fun things like that.
And on Friday, June 4th, it's not only just a grand reopening of the Gallery Lounge, it's also a birthday party, right?
Yes, it's my birthday, and I thought it would be fun to do a grand reopening. Finally, we get to have our Gallery Lounge back, and we're opening up a little bit of the street. We have live music with the Old Blue Jazz Collective. We're going to have some food maybe catered in from, we're not sure yet, but we're working on that. And we're going to have inside seating, outside seating, so wherever you're most comfortable, but the music will be both inside and out, hopefully. So after 15 long months of not having a gallery lounge and being really careful, that will kind of mark the beginning again. We will not have a gallery lounge on the third Friday of June just because of Snake Alley Art Fair coming up, but beginning in July, then, every first and third Friday from 5:30 to 8 with live music, new menu, new wine and beer. It should be a lot of fun.
All right. Now, you are having the Art Hop. That is another feature that goes along with the Gallery Lounge. That's for the youngins, so to speak. That is, you have that coming up on Friday, June 4th, 6 to 7:30, Friday night, Art Hop. So you can still do, you can actually do, you can bring the... bring the kids down for that. What is the age group on that?
Well, ages 3 and up. We hope that we encourage that they are potty trained. If they're not, then we ask that the parents stay with the child. We offer a snack, an art project, and a story. It's $10, and it's an hour and a half long. It's a great opportunity for parents to be able to drop their kiddos off and go out to dinner or come to the gallery lounge or both.
All right. And Saturday, June 5th, 1 to 2, David Garrison's back with Indian sand painting for grades 1 through 6. That's for students. What is he going to be doing?
He's going to be teaching these kiddos, how to paint with a Native American Indian way, the Navajo Indian way. They used to use sand to paint and to heal the sick. And so they will select an Indian symbol, and they'll draw it with glue on top of thick paper, and then the students get to take some brightly colored sand and sprinkle it onto their design to create a sand painting.
Okay, it sounds interesting and it sounds fun. And Tuesday, June 8th, monthly DIY, do-it-yourself dabblers night for the members. Rock house painting is the theme. What's going on?
We're going to use some acrylic paint, and a seemingly nondescript rock can be transformed into an enchanting little house for a fairy garden or a windowsill. The rocks are approximately 2 inches by 2 inches. So the dabblers try out different things every month. So if you're a member, you automatically can join this group, and it's fun because you get to dabble in all kinds of different types of art.
But if you want to be a member, there's no problem. You can become a member, right?
That's right. We would love for you to become a member. There are perks like this where this is only $5 to cover fees, and it's every month. There are discounts at the gallery lounge if you're a member, discounts on some classes. So we would love to call us and have you call us and find out more about it.
All right, Wednesday, June 16th, 6 to 8 p.m., BYOB Paint Night with Maddie Zillman. What is she going to be doing?
She's going to take you step by step to paint a beautiful hibiscus flower on canvas. And so spring is here, and why not paint a beautiful flower to remind you that we are finally here?
Okay.
It's always a lot of fun.
And, of course, on that Sunday, it is back, the 54th Annual Snake Alley Art Fair, June 20th, 2021, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and this is basically it's going on just like all of the Snake Alley Art Fairs in the past have gone on. You're you're back in business, right?
We're back in business. We have over 70 art exhibitors. We have our live music. We've got family activities, children's art tent. We've got the art golf going to be set up at one of the corners. We have food vendors. We have a lot of fun on that day, and we're hoping for beautiful weather.
All right. And again, that is going on from 9 to 4, and live music and great stuff to eat and all of those very highly selected artists. You jury each one of those artists to pick the very best. Is that right?
That is right. We spend a whole entire morning going over all of the applications and choose the ones that we feel are going to present to the community some really unique and beautiful, well-done art.
Okay. You've got a few summer art camp classes that still have a little space left in them. Is that right?
We have a few. So call and find out which ones we still have openings, and we would love to get your kids signed up. We're also, during the Vintaging Company, there's some scholarships available for students. So if there's a financial reason you're not signing up, that shouldn't stop you. Call anyway.
Nash Cox, a watercolor artist, will be in the gallery in June. He's a self-taught artist working exclusively in watercolors, creating highly detailed automotive paintings. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. They almost look like a photograph, and he uses watercolors. These paintings of cars and other automobiles is just incredible. You do need to come in and check it out. And we will be hanging that show the first week in June.
All right. And you've got free kids activities during the Jefferson Street Farmers Market, right?
Yes, we do. Every week we have something new set out up front, and the kids usually like to come by and have a great time. So we'd love for you to stop by and see us.
All right. The Capitol Theater is also coming to life. Is that right?
It is, finally, yes. In June, we will be having, on the 19th, so this will get you ready for Snake Alley Art Fair, which is on the 20th. On the 19th, the night before, under the marquee, we are doing the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame free concert under the marquee. There will be wine and beer for sale, and it's open to anyone. Just come and show up.
Okay, and I know that the Snake Alley Festival film is also coming up soon, isn't it?
It is. It will be the first part of August. We have it on here.
I think it's 5, 6, 7, and 8, isn't that right?
Yes, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Thank you. We have the Snake Alley Festival films coming up. We have some comedians coming up, so we have lots of things heading your way at the Capitol Theater. We're excited to finally get back into business again. We also have summer music camps available at the Capitol Theater. So if you have kids that are interested in music, that would be something else you can sign up for.
ArtCenterofBurlington.com, BurlingtonCapitolTheater.com. Everything is coming back to life. More stuff is on the way. Tammy McCoy, have a great month of June, okay?
Thank you so much.